We're on Psalm 106, or in Psalm 106 today. It's a great psalm, but as I read through from verse 32 to 48, the first part is kind of hard, because the Israelites are going through some really rough times. But they do cry out to God at the end. In verse 47, it says, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise." Woo! They wanted to give thanks to his holy name, yes, for deliverance, and they wanted to triumph in his praise. I like that. We can triumph this morning as we praise the Lord. It goes on in verse 48. Pat, put up the scripture. Thank you. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord." Blessed be the Lord God. What does it mean for him to be blessed? It means we're going to either kneel or adore him, or adore him abundantly. We're going to congratulate him. We're going to salute him. And we're going to thank him. As they did, so can we this morning as we praise his name. And what does it mean to praise the Lord? We just look at the word praise and we think, yeah, praise, okay, we'll sing a little. No, no, no. It's much more involved than that. The word is halal in Hebrew, and it means to be clear, to shine, to boast, to rave, to be clamorously foolish. When was the last time you did that in church, huh?
Last Sunday.
To sing, what?
Just last Sunday,
right. Anyway, we're going to be enthusiastic in our praise of him this morning, because the scripture tells us that's what he likes, and that's what we're to do. So let's stand, and let's say this verse together, and then we're going to celebrate him. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.